Hey there, it's Lindsay Downs with the WCET Frontiers podcast, where we discuss innovations in the practice and policy of digital learning in higher education. In today's episode, I chat with Darcy Hardy, Associate Vice President for Academic Affairs with Anthology, about the annual Summit for Women in E-Learning, or ASWE. Last fall, WCET was so excited to bring ASWE under our umbrella as it evolved from the International Forum for Women in E-Learning into ASWE. ASWE is a community dedicated to recognizing women working in digital learning and offers opportunities for networking, learning, and sharing. ASWE will be rotating between an open house gathering and a reception on even years and the actual summit in odd years, both of which are in conjunction with WCET's in-person annual meeting. And ASWE Evolve will be held this year, October 26th through the 28th in New Orleans. Speaking of the annual meeting, this year is the annual meeting's 35th anniversary, and I am so looking forward to the sessions, the networking, and seeing everyone at the meeting. Check out our website now at wcet.wichi.edu. You can find out more information on the annual meeting, all about ASWE, and get registered for our annual meeting and the summit. Again, that's this fall, October 25th through the 27th, and ASWE is the 26th through the 28th. With that, let's get on to my interview with Darcy. Enjoy. Hey, I'm thrilled to be here with Darcy Hardy. She's the Associate VP and Director at Anthology. And she's here to chat with us here at WCET Frontiers Podcast about ASWE and the background of that wonderful organization and what it's up to now with WCET. Darcy, welcome.
Thank you, Lindsay. I too am thrilled to be here with you to talk about one of my favorite subjects. As you mentioned, I serve as Associate Vice President for Academic Affairs at Anthology, and I also have the privilege of running our Education and Research Center. So I wear multiple hats. But I'm so happy to talk about ASWE and to tell you more about it and tell our WCET members and people who might attend our conference and our annual meeting more about what to expect. So would you like for me to talk about the history a little bit?
What was ASWE before it was ASWE, and what does that even stand for? And what do we got? Give us all the deets.
Cool. So it's interesting. I was involved with the United States Distance Learning Association. I was on their board for probably close to 20 years. And when I was president of the association, the year that I was serving, which was, I think, 2003 or 2004, a group of us got together and we thought, you know, let's do something different that hasn't been done from an association in this field. And we went to the board and said, we'd like to establish this women's event, celebrating women in the field of distance and then online learning, of course. And so we established the Interforum for Women in E-Learning, or IFWE, as it became known. And the board approved it. And we held our first IFWE, I think, in 2004 in Phoenix, Arizona. And we've been trying to run it every year since, every other year since. We used to have an off year completely in between the face-to-face events. IFWE was really designed, and even in the evolution, is still designed. It's designed by women for women in the field, and it's meant to be a conference or a summit that looks at very substantive issues that are in e-learning and online learning or digital learning or virtual learning, whatever you want to call it. So we have a lot of sessions about what's really happening. And by the way, you know, it was designed to draw women from all walks of e-learning life. Could be K-12, could be higher ed, could be government, could be telehealth, could be corporate, from anywhere in the world. And it could be everything from being a director for online in higher ed, or a teacher, or an instructional designer, or a faculty member, or someone who does marketing, for e-learning. It's really about bringing these women together to talk about these issues. The really great thing about If We was and continues to be is that while we had substantive issues being addressed around the field, we also would bring in inspirational speakers, and we would have sessions delivered by attendees around everything from women's holistic health, how to find your voice at the table, how to get that corner office if you're in corporate and still in an office, you know, how to balance work and life and families and taking care of others, being a caregiver for parents. I mean, the variety of the sessions that we've had have been quite remarkable. So we mix that, you know, view on what's happening in our field with things that are happening in women's lives. And so the mix has created a true sisterhood of those who have attended. The networking that goes on, the mentoring that goes on is phenomenal. As a matter of fact, in 2021, our last face-to-face, which was in New Orleans, we had one of the gals who was attending who was going to be speaking, proposing her dissertation topic. And she was very concerned about the presentation, the proposal. And so she just sort of asked a few of the women. And next thing I know, over in a spot at the conference, there's about six women with this gal, and she's making her presentation, and they're giving her feedback, you know, constructive criticism and things like that. That happens at one of these events. The ladies, the women get very much engaged and learn to learn about each other and help each other and support each other. And many of these friendships that started and If We have continued. So those were, you know, great years with USDLA. Last year, we did make the shift from USDLA, which is a great organization, to WCET, and have been aligning ourselves with WCET. We changed the name to the Annual Summit for Women in E-Learning, as we. It kind of goes along, though, with how If We was referred to. It was a lot of times when we did themes for the conference and calls for proposals, it was If We do this, If We engage, If We empower, If We live, If We, you know, lift, If We support, If We learn. All of these things were great. Now with As We, it's as we live, as we empower, as we learn, as we lean. So the whole idea behind If We is now evolved into As We, and we're super excited about it.
That kind of evolution there is pretty beautiful, pretty poignant, I think, you know.
Yes. And, you know, I encourage women to attend this for numerous reasons. I think current leaders in the e-learning space, regardless of their quote unquote discipline as far as what they do in e-learning, it's important for them to be there. And it's important for them to share their stories of how they have been successful, how they became a leader, what they learned along the way. But it's also very important, I think, for women in our field, for the up and coming leaders, the younger generation, to attend this event and learn from the leaders who have already done this, be able to ask their questions in a sort of a safe environment about what's going on in their own world, you know, dealing with trying to move yourself forward while you're balancing your other, you know, your personal life. So these up and coming leaders, and it doesn't necessarily mean that these women want to be big time leaders, but we need women who have the confidence and understanding of what it's like to be a leader in this field in order for them to make their own decisions. So we do a lot of mentoring. We set up mentors for women who want to have someone else, you know, just be somebody they can talk to and bounce ideas off of. So we've established a lot of mentorships, which are critical, I believe, in anyone's personal growth, whether it's personal or professional.
Wow, that's you know, the mentoring, I think you're right, is just so important. And wow, I think, yeah.
Talk about
No, the mentoring, I just wanted to compliment you. The mentoring that you discussed is so important. I wouldn't be where I am without the mentors that I've had, and I was lucky to find them. And it can be so hard, I think, especially today where many people are remote or in a hybrid environment, or maybe they're stepping into fields that there aren't a lot of people like them that they can learn from. Having something like as we or the best if we but moving forward to help them make those connections is just incredible. Are you just really quickly on the mentoring, is that like a program that you have set up, or are you helping facilitate making those connections and they kind
It's
of
really
develop
more,
informally?
yeah, it's really more ad hoc. We did do it
Cool.
formally 1 year and it worked fine. But we sort of put the word out during the event, and what a perfect event for, you know, women who are new to the field. You know, so many people, men and women both, they are moving along as a faculty member, they're moving along doing something in tech, ed tech or whatever it is, and all of a sudden somebody says, hey, can you manage the online programming that we're doing or the e-learning program? And while they may understand what online learning is or e-learning, managing it, that is a different story. There's a lot of things that go into it and a lot of pieces that they may or may not be familiar with. So, you know, sometimes we'll have somebody who's a presenter, you know, one of the attendees that's presenting, they start talking about the management experience or the administrative experience, and that right there creates an opportunity for someone to be mentored. So we try to encourage people to
Cool.
speak to the people who have been speaking. I know when I was younger, and I went to my first conferences, I was absolutely terrified to even think that I could go up to one of the speakers, much less one of the keynotes, and introduce myself and ask if I could follow up with them, because I just felt like I was not worthy yet, you know, of having conversations with these people that I have admired or read about or read articles by. So we try to tell everyone, you know, never be afraid. Go up, shake somebody's hand, give them their card, your card, and ask, may I follow up with you? And that itself can lead to a mentorship. And mentorships don't mean that you meet with somebody every week or, you know,
Right.
it's really meeting someone. Respecting what they know and what they have shared, and just communicating once in a while, or hey, I've got this idea. What do you think? Having someone or a group of someones who can be the kinds of sounding boards, I think it's just critical. And I honestly do believe that for women in particular, just because of who we are nurturers, we are caregivers. Just naturally, in many cases, but we tend to not reach out for help. We tend to try to be Wonder Woman, do it all, you know, and sometimes having the mentor professionally can help give you that reassurance that you need that it's okay to ask someone for their ideas and their help. It's not something that makes you look weak. To me, it makes you look extremely strong.
Yeah, I agree with that too. And I think it to me, when someone does that, it shows that they're open to learning and growing, and they don't want to just be stuck.
And even, you know, even for women who, you know, maybe they're not really driving to be in a leadership role, but they can still be an assumed leader, even on their teams, people that they work with, if they have that confidence to go forward and represent themselves as someone who's knowledgeable and has leadership abilities.
Totally. Lead from where you are,
Right.
So, what are the kind of the next steps for ASWE? What want now that it's like you said, aligned with WCET here, what are your plans?
Well, we're really excited about this year's face-to-face. And so as we will be held in conjunction just in the tail end of WCET, And, you know, just to give people an idea of what happens during ASWE, there are lots of networking opportunities, of course. We will kick it off with some pre-conference workshops that will be, I think, on the morning of Friday morning, that will also be WCET. And then the closing keynote for WCET is also the opening keynote for ASWE. Then we have our sessions in the afternoon. We do an annual book club. The book club book will be announced, and we facilitate a book club conversation around the book for those that are interested. It's optional. And then in addition to that, we do mobile roundtables, similar to what WCET has done on, that'll be Friday evening. And that's where a group gets together and they talk, they have a topic, and we go within walking distance to various restaurants in the area in New Orleans. That will not be difficult. And it is a no host, so you're paying for your own food. But the conversations, of course, you know, you get a group of women together and it's not going to stay on topic. It goes to family. It goes to all kinds of conversations. And that's where people really get to know each other. And I think, yeah. I'm sorry, that's Thursday night. That's Thursday night.
That's okay.
Because Friday night, we started something years ago with IFWE called the Pajama-rama. That's not what you think. Kind of, maybe, but this is a wine, sodas, water, whatever you're drinking, beer, and snacks. And we have it in a room at the conference hotel, and it is the Pajama-rama, and which means if you would like to wear pajamas, you can. You don't have to by any means. We do have a contest for those who wear them, and we have had plenty of people who have taken the pajama contest very seriously. We look for cute costumes. We're not looking for anything sexy or anything like that. Family-friendly pajamas, but people have gotten so creative with their pajamas slash costume, if you want to call it. And so we do a contest, and we have a prize for the winner. And depending on where we are, we sometimes go down into the lobby and take a picture around whatever decorations are out. In this case, it might be Halloween or whatever. And it's always a lot of fun. We in the mornings, we usually have a meditation room where people can just go in, and we have like a meditation going that they can participate in. We always have some kind of exercise on the second morning that participants can join us with. And then on Saturday, we'll have more sessions and we'll close with a brunch. But because we are in New Orleans, I'm letting everyone know that if you choose to stay over on Saturday night, because it is New Orleans, on Sunday, for those who stay, we will make a reservation for brunch in New Orleans. Again, no host, you'll pay for your own, but we'll make that for those of you that stick around. Mm-hmm. We can continue the conversation. And what's really, really great about what WCET is doing in embracing this, the ASWE and the movement and the mission behind it, is every other year, which will be, so in 2024, mm-hmm. we will have an ASWE reception gathering. So even though we won't have a face-to-face, but every year we will connect with a reception at the WCET annual meeting. So that's kind of a snapshot of what we'll be covering. We had a lot of proposals come in, the program's being put together, and we just really, really encourage women to join us for this quite remarkable event. Nothing like you've ever attended. And you could ask anyone who's been there. It's a unique and special experience.
That's wonderful. Yeah. So last year at the annual meeting, we had the kind of the first iteration, I guess, maybe of the WCT and ASWE every other year portion, right? So we did do the book club, and I participated in that. It was wonderful. I hadn't had a time to finish the book, but I was able to participate in the conversation. There were lots of people in there that didn't even know what it was or that there was a book, but they still came and we chatted, and I loved that because it wasn't super high stakes and pressure-y that I didn't finish the book, but we had a wonderful conversation. And then that led right into just a wonderful reception. I got to meet some of you, and I mean, we've met before, Darcy, but some of the others that had been associated with ASVE before. And I think it was quite a little party, so it was pretty fun. So that got me so excited for, especially the Panorama, but for the rest of the ASVE actual full summit. So,
and we had quite a few men that came to the reception to learn more about it. And I talked to some of them, you know, during and after, and they were like, I am sending the women on my team. You know, yes. I'm going to send them because this sounds like a great professional development event that's more than professional development. This one guy told me who is in San Antonio that he said, I'm definitely sending, you know, some of my women to attend this. And he said, you know, it's too bad that we don't have something like that nationally for men. And I told him, I said, look, men have a different way of building friendships and mentorships and networking. That's just the truth. It's not good or bad. They just do things different. They're not going to gather like we do, like women tend to do with their friends and book clubs and all those kinds of things. So we're just taking advantage of the fact that women do network that way. And, but it was great to see so many men there that were just cheering it on as I described what the ASVE is.
It really was. And I think a lot of, at least the men in leadership roles and just other roles that I've worked with, I've been lucky in my colleagues that they've wanted to support me. And I think that a lot of them are looking for ways to better support their team members that are women. And this is just an obviously exciting opportunity to do that. So I loved what you just said, the professional development that's more than professional development. That sounds like a pretty good t-shirt, I think.
Not true. It could be.
Or socks, fuzzy socks for the Panorama.
Yes. That is a highlight of the event. Surprisingly, it's really something that people look forward to because everyone sort of just lets their hair down and we have music and, you know, it's just like a cocktail party, but professional cocktail party with the Panorama, which makes it fun.
Well, and I think when you mix a little bit of fun too with the other learning opportunities, that's pretty cool. That's good. And then we will have the sessions. And like you said, there's more than, I don't want to say just the learning sessions about learning about online learning and digital learning, but also for, you know, kind of a mix of what's happening in the field with what's happening in women's lives.
Correct. It is. It's a really great balance that's got something for everyone.
Wonderful. Well, just so everyone knows, that is going to be, so the WCET annual meeting is our 35th annual meeting this year. So it's the WCET 35th annual meeting plus as we evolve. WCET annual meeting starts October 25th in New Orleans, runs through the 27th. And then that's what kicks off as we on the 26th, right? And that will run through the 28th with the closing keynote and brunch. And then the optional next day brunch if you stay over.
This will be our 12th.
Wow, event. 12, very nice. And we do have a Facebook group for ASVE, and they've been sharing about the event. And I assume, like you said, there is going to be a book club, so they'll share information on the book club there too.
Yeah, please feel free to join the Facebook group. I think it's the only group that's called ASVE, but it shouldn't be. But please join that because we have a lot of postings that go up, especially as we start getting closer to the annual meeting in New Orleans.
Yeah, like there's articles that are shared. People share funny memes and just some. I've enjoyed being part of it, part of the discussions and the chat. So, well, Darcy, is there anything else you wanted to share with our listeners today about your work or the event or as we moving forward?
No, just that, you know, if someone has specific questions they're more than welcome to reach out to me directly. But it is an event that we have women who attend almost everyone. We welcome newcomers. They'll be greeted by people who have been there for, you know, been attending for a while. But it's a, for some people, depending on where they are in their lives, they've actually told us it was life-changing.
Wow.
Help them gain some direction on where they want to go with their career. Help them think about themselves on a personal basis and taking care of themselves. We've had women that have walked away with a lot more strength to make the decisions that they feel they need to make that they've been struggling with. When we get back together, everyone is just so happy. It's just a happy, fun group that gets together.
That sounds lovely. I'm thrilled to be there and to get together with you and everyone for ASWE this year. And just so you guys know, we do have kind of a early bird rate for WCT and ASWE. You can check those out. I'll leave the links in the show notes. Those end July 19th, so make sure you get those registrations in. And Darcy, thank you for being here with me today.
Thank you, Lindsay. I can't wait to see you in the fall.
I can't wait either. Great. Well, hopefully we'll see you all this fall in New Orleans. Woohoo!
Yeah.